Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. Here we are again. It's Mrs. Waite, and we have a continuing guest with us this time. And it's been such a joy. Our oldest son, Don Jr., Don Waite Jr., he's the author of the footnotes of the Divine King James Bible. He's written other things, too. He's written one about the words, reading the words, I forget how it goes, different things, and now he's been on the radio teaching. And before you talk to us about a very important subject about music in the church, tell us, Don, where you were educated.
Well, let's see, I was a graduate of Collingswood High School in
Good.
Collingswood, New Jersey. Then the Lord led me through various means to Bob Jones University, where I earned an undergraduate degree in humanities with my language was New Testament Greek, and I earned virtually a Greek minor. Then we went on to Bob Jones University School of Theology, or seminary, whatever it was called, and earned a Master of Theology.
I always forget about that.
Right, Master of Theology. Mm-hmm. And then after teaching in a Christian school for a little bit, I was encouraged to earn another master's degree, a Master's of Liberal Arts, at the Johns Hopkins University of Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah, I always tell people about that because that's such an exclusive school.
Yes, they certainly put you through the ringer. It was a good school. I was very pleased with the work, the professors, and the hard work they made us do. Almost as hard as at Bob Jones. Did we have to work?
Yes, you did work hard. And you taught for many years in a Christian school.
Yes, over 3 decades.
Yeah, a long time. And so now we're going to look into Ephesians. It's Ephesians 5. Where it says, maybe starting with verse 15, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And we want to get into the music part, so you want to start in and just talk?
Yes, maybe you could help me out. That word, it says we're to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. In the Defined King James Bible, how is the word circumspectly defined? I think it's a very interesting definition. Could you read that for me?
Cautiously. Warily, carefully, considerately, discreetly, prudently, carefully, considering all circumstances before acting, judging, or deciding.
Yes, when we're dealing with the subject of music or any subject that the Scripture deals with, we need to walk circumspectly, literally looking around very carefully before we act or make a final decision. We're not to walk as fools, but as wise people should walk.
I remember once when we went camping. I think you had to work and didn't get to go camping with us in those early days.
Yes.
Don worked his way through college, which was not an easy job. And we were camping, and it was very muddy, and the woman that was walking with me, I had nice shoes on, and she said, you have to walk circumspectly, don't you, so that you won't get all muddy. So that's, I always think of that when the Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
That's right. Not only do we have to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, but we have to redeem the time, because we're told the days are what?
Evil.
Evil. That's right. We've got to buy back every second of time we can, because we live in evil days.
How do you buy back the time?
That's a good question. I guess we can't waste any of it. We can't squander time. We have to look at time as a valuable commodity, because, as we all know, we're not getting any younger, are we?
No. No.
If I'm not getting any younger, I'm sure you're not either.
Right. I'm going to almost be 82, so people can just figure out how old Don is.
That's right. About 20 years younger. 21 years
younger. We just can't believe it. So, and we do waste time so much.
Yes. Now, if you get right down to verse number 17, we learn in verse 17 what the will of God is. You know, some people are looking for the will of God, aren't they?
Yes.
They're looking in the wrong places. if we want to find God's will, we look in His Word, don't we?
Uh-huh.
Verse 17 says, we are not to be unwise any longer, but we are commanded to be understanding what the will of the Lord is.
It's interesting, two words that begin with you, unwise.
But understanding, that's right. Stop being understanding. Start understanding what God's will is.
Uh-huh.
Verse 18 says, and while we're understanding His will, what are we to avoid in verse 18? We're to stop doing what?
Don't be drunk with wine.
That's right. We're to stop. It's an actual prohibition in Greek. We're to stop being drunk with wine. We are not to let anything else control us but God's Spirit.
Well, I've never been drunk with wine.
Neither have I.
Does that apply to me or what?
Well, that's right. It's hard for those of us who have never been controlled by wine or alcohol to understand the verse, but it says, stop being drunk with wine wherein is excess. We've seen others who have drunk to such a degree that wine or liquor controls them. This time of being New Year's Day, I'm sure last night quite a few people were drinking to excess. Perhaps they're still vomiting right now in their toilets. Who knows?
Mm.
Because the excess of wine causes us to be affected mentally, physically, and sometimes even morally. We do things that we shouldn't be doing because the booze is controlling us. Now, instead of being drunk with wine wherein is excess, we're told stop being drunk with wine in which is excess, but keep on being, a present active imperative, but keep on being filled full with the Spirit.
Hmm.
Now, we're either going to be controlled by something else or we're going to be controlled by the Spirit. We're to let the Spirit of God fill us and control us with His power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder, which is the better spirit to be controlled with? The liquor spirits or the Holy Spirit?
Well, no question about it, the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
But as we're talking here, I'm thinking of other things you can be controlled by besides wine.
That's right.
Other things in our lives.
Yes. And most of those things are not good, are they?
There may be some good things, you know, like working, but that would be too much. But, you know, cleaning, I'm thinking of women, things.
We can become a workaholic or a cleanaholic, right?
Uh-huh.
Or obsessive compulsive about things that really aren't that important.
Right, uh-huh.
As people say. Now, notice it says, let me ask the question. What are the earmarks? What are the indicators that we are being filled with the Spirit? When I'm controlled by the Spirit of God, according to this passage, what occurs?
We're going to be talking to ourselves.
Okay. Well,
I do that a lot.
Well, first of all, let me just summarize it. Verse 19 says, we're speaking to ourselves. Verse 20 says, we're giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21 says, we'll be submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of God. So if we are Spirit-filled believers, if we are constantly being filled with the Spirit of God, we'll be speaking, we'll be giving thanks, and we'll be submitting ourselves.
Hmm.
It's interesting how it all falls up.
Yeah,
fleshes
it's interesting.
Out. And part of the example of how we submit ourselves one to another is wives submitting to their husbands. It includes husbands loving their wives in verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
It includes children obeying parents. It includes slaves being obedient to their masters. This is all part of submitting ourselves one to another, the fear of God. It all flows from being filled with or controlled by the Spirit of God. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, among these many things that are evidencing being filled with the Spirit involves music. Look at verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
If I am being filled with the Spirit of God, I will be speaking, or we will be speaking, if we're controlled by the Spirit
mm-hmm.
of God, to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Let's stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Three kinds of music are talked about.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we have psalms.
Right.
What are psalms? The Word of God set to music.
Mm-hmm.
The Old Testament book of psalms is an example of what psalms are.
Mm-hmm. The Old Testament hymn book.
That's right, the Old Testament hymn book. And so if we are filled with the Spirit of God, we will be singing songs of praise that perhaps are word for word from the Scriptures.
Hmm.
I suppose we could take New Testament words and put them in the Scripture to music too, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
As well as Old Testament words. Now, what are hymns? Well, hymns exalt whom?
God.
They exalt
and
God.
Jesus Christ.
They don't exalt ourselves. They're not directed man to man. They're directed man to God.
Mm-hmm.
And a hymn is an exaltation to God. Even the pagans had their hymns that exalted their pagan gods. When we sing hymns, we are exalting the one true God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. So far, we either are singing the words of God or are using words to exalt the Creator, the Word of God Himself,
mm-hmm.
you might say. And you say, well, wait a minute. Spiritual songs, what are they? Notice you have the word songs, which is the simple word for odes. Poems, certainly. Mm-hmm. But notice there had to be a second word, spiritual. Songs that come from the Spirit, that flow from the Spirit. If we're filled with the Spirit, our songs flow from the Spirit. Now, I wonder, how do we know about music? Well, question number one, are these the words of God? Do these songs we sing exalt God? Mm-hmm. Do they flow from the Spirit of God? That's what spiritual songs are, songs that flow from the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
Or do they flow from the flesh? Or do they appeal to the flesh? Those are the questions we must ask ourselves when dealing with music.
Much music does appeal to the flesh.
That's right.
Even Christian quote-unquote songs.
That's right. Unfortunately, many who call themselves Christian musicians, I think the term is contemporary Christian musicians, they should be called, I suppose, commercial Christian musicians, because for them, it appears, their number one goal is not to exalt God, but to make money.
Yes.
And they make money from sometimes unsuspecting professing Christians who don't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Now it goes on, giving thanks always for all things. If we're filled with the Spirit of God, we'll be speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We'll be singing and making melody in our heart to whom? The Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed, maybe you've seen some of these contemporary Christian concerts that people go to.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that much, although they say all praise to Jesus, it appears that the audience appears very much like the audience of a rock concert.
Yes.
Shrieking and praising and ooing and aahing and almost throwing various garments on the stage in honor of the singer.
Yes.
It seems like the singer has become God.
Mm-hmm.
What about the praise and worship leaders in some contemporary Christian churches? They seem to be the ones who people are ooing and aahing about. But the point is, if the music and the words aren't clearly Christian, then perhaps this is not coming from the Spirit of God.
Hmm.
The words should be words from Scripture, like the Psalms. The content should the focus should be on God and Him alone. I know there's a wonderful song, God and God Alone, and it may or may not be an okay song to sing, depending on how it's sung. And the song should flow from the Spirit of God, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of thing that we should have in our hearts. One fellow wrote a long time ago, he says, I care not who makes the doctrinal laws, rules, but give me control of who writes the music for the church. And he'll control the young people and the church for ages.
Very good.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care. Are you?